Offside.
Underskulde. Velken vejer den östlige samhörige z region?
Ste nas pogrešali. Še vedno ne govorite kohezijsko. Projekt Govoriš kohezijsko je nazaj. Z njim pa je napočil čas, da tudi vi prestavite v višjo prestavo in končno osvojite dolgo izmikajoči se B2 nivo. Projekt financira Evropska unija. Za vsebino je odgovoren izključno izvajalec projekta Radio Študent in partner CNVOS. Vsebina ne odraža nujno stališč financerja.
Zamrzniti in zmrzniti. Dialektika med izkoriščevalskimi in izkoriščenimi državami znotraj Evropske unije že več kot desetletje ne da miru madžarskemu premijeju Viktorju Orbanu. Prvi mož vladajoče stranke Fidesz je vselej prizadeval, da Madžarska ohrani vsaj del suverenosti v odnosu do vodstva Evropske unije. Orbanova želja po suverenosti je ponavadi ostala zgolj na ravni diskurza in sporadične ekscesne neposlušnosti, čemur so zastopniki korporacij in orožarske industrije v evropskih odločevalskih organih v veliki večini primerov pogledali skozi prste. Tovrsten odnos se je spremenil z začetkom vojne v Ukrajini leta 2022, ko je Evropska komisija Madžarski zamrznila slabih 10 milijonov evrov iz postkoronskega mehanizma za okrevanje in odpornost ter 22 milijard iz kohezijskega sklada. Kot razlog za to je komisija navedla spodkopavanje neodvisnosti sodstva in medijev, nespoštovanje demokratičnih institucij in samovoljno koncentriranje politične moči. Po reformi sodstva konec leta 2023 so člani komisije Madžarski odmrznili dobrih 10 milijard evrov iz kohezijskega sklada, tako da je zdaj skupno zamrznjenih še 19 milijard. Stefano Botoni z Univerze v Firencah oriše zgodovinski pregled evropskih groženj s sankcijami proti Madžarski.
Procedures following article 7 of the basic treaty of the EU started well before more than 10 years ago. But nothing happened substantially until 2022. It was only after the total Russian aggression on Ukraine that the EU decided to start punishing Hungary for its behavior, for submitting the rule of law principle, and started a new, more assertive policy, which was based on the principle of if you do not comply with the basic treaty, we start freezing your money, your funding.
Premik od zgolj izrečenih groženj k dejanski zamrznitvi evropskih sredstev je nastopil leta 2022. Takrat je škoda utrpel tudi krog Orbanovih političnih pajdašev.
So after 2022 we have a new chapter. And the new sanctions basically freezing a substantial part of EU funding to Hungary. We are speaking in 3 years of about 20 billion euro. So this is a substantial amount of money for a country like Hungary. We can say now after 3 years that this has contributed not directly to the political crisis we are facing now in Hungary now, but to submine the economic basis of the regime. The regime was based on the presence of large Fidesz-supported or Fidesz-funded oligarchs, who are no real businessmen. They are people who are created by the regime, directed by the regime. Their money is not the real money, but they are just handlers of Viktor Orban's money or the money of the prime minister's family. And they were largely supported by the EU through direct and indirect funding, for example, EU tenders. After the EU stopped channeling this money to Hungary, the situation for these oligarchs started becoming more precarious. And so they are running out of money. The system is running out of money. The system, the government had to borrow money now from China, from certain Arab countries. They are launching new schemes now, for example, to encourage people to buy real estate. It is a kind of indirect funding of the state.
Botonijevo razlago Orbanovega ekonomskega imperija, v katerega so bila vključena tudi evropska sredstva, poglobi Zoltan Pogaca z Univerze v Sopronu. Poleg tega dodaja, da zamrznjena evropska sredstva na Mađarskem niso več predmet političnih debat.
Lot of the EU cohesion fund and structural funds money that came to Hungary was actually misused, given to cronies in Hungary around the government. And there were a lot of institutional moves by the government, which the European Commission criticized for not enabling real competition and the use of these funds and basically channeling these funds towards cronies. And then a sort of institutional debate came about between the Commission and Hungary, and that had been going on for years and years and years, and now I think it's pretty much over because nobody really talks about Hungary getting these funds anymore. There was a minister, there was even a minister by the name of Tibor Navracsics, who was basically delegated the task of traveling to Brussels week after week, trying to negotiate some money out of the commission. But he kept posting things like, we will be getting the money next week, and then next week, and then next week, and then that went on for like years. And after like 2 or 3 years, basically, the guy disappeared, and he's not, there's nobody who's replaced him. And so basically, I think even the government has given up on getting hold of these funds now.
Orban je v enem od svojih govorov konec prejšnjega meseca zagrozil, da mađarska vlada ne bo glasovala o proračunu Evropske unije za obdobje med letoma 2028 in 2034, dokler ne prejme zamrznjenih sredstev.
I mean, he's threatening to blackmail the money out of the European Commission with this threatened veto. So in that sense the two issues are tied, but it's really just blackmailing. So in reality, I think there's not much discussion of these funds anymore in Hungary, because about, I would say, a year ago, we gave up on these funds, and there's not much discussion in Hungarian public space or in media, but in the media about it, because it's pretty much assumed that as long as Fidesz is in power, we will not be getting these funds.
Botoni meni, da Orbanove grožnje ne bodo imele resničnih posledic pri sprejemanju proračuna, kar podkrepi s konkretnim primerom, ki po njegovem odraža odnos med Orbanom in evropskimi birokrati.
The European Union is on the one side a very difficult power machine, a very slow one. On the other side can be very creative. Just remember the expedient they used to circumvent Viktor Orban's vote. It was, I think, 1 or 2 years ago when the former German Chancellor Scholz invited him for a coffee. And so Orban could stay out of the room where the other 26 head of states and prime ministers voted unanimously for new sanctions against Russia. I don't even remember if it was a sanction package or new help to Ukraine, but the fact was that Orban had to stay out of the room so that they could have, technically speaking, unanimity. And they did it. And Orban accepted this game, which was humiliating, but it was only humiliating for him at the international level. And when you come to internal politics, these international games are not really relevant. So the Hungarian public at that time was not even influenced by the fact that Orbán had to do this.
Prihodnje leto bodo na Madžarskem parlamentarne volitve, na katerih bo glavna nasprotnica Orbanovi stranki Fidesz stranka Tisa, ki jo vodi nekdani Fidesov član Peter Madžar. Pri tem se pojavljajo številna vprašanja glede poštenosti volitev in predvsem sprejemanja rezultatov, tako opozicije kot koalicije.
Well, first of all, the elections are not going to go smoothly. So nobody expects a smooth transition of power. The polls suggest that it's almost 50-50. The opposition has a slight advantage, probably, but it's not, no clear winner for next year. So the situation is that if Fidesz wins, then the opposition are actually so angry and they are so convinced that Fidesz has been cheating the election in terms of gerrymandering, in terms of taking control of public media completely, etc., etc., that they're not going to accept the results of the election. So it's pretty clear that they will not go and sit in the next parliament if Fidesz claims a victory. Now, if the opposite happens and today's opposition wins the elections, then it will be Fidesz who will not accept the elections. They're already building these sort of circles, sort of civic circles, as they call it. And it's pretty clear, this happened before as well, that Orbán will not accept the results of the election and they will not sit in parliament. So whoever wins the elections next year, I think we will be facing the first ever occasion in the European Union when the opposition of the European Union member state will not accept the results of the election. So that's the first thing, that the elections will not go smoothly.
Opozicija bi se v primeru zmage na volitvah med drugim morala soočiti tudi z zamrznenimi evropskimi sredstvi in ekonomskim imperijem, ki ga je zgradil Orbán v več kot 15 letih na oblasti.
If you want to start governing, so if you actually want to start governing the country, what Peter Magyar is promising to his voters is accountability. So one of the key messages, if not the most important message, is anti-corruption. So he has to deliver on basically holding accountable those cronies of the Fidesz government who have grown incredibly rich in the last 10-15 years. There's a big debate amongst lawyers. I mean, it's partly a legal question whether these 15 years have been a legal continuity, in which case it's very difficult to basically hold them accountable, because in a sense it was legal what was happening. It's not necessarily ethical, but definitely legal. But there are some lawyers who say that there are ways of getting around it. The other issue is economics, of some form of taxation in which you impose some kind of super tax on wealth over a certain limit, and you basically, over a couple of years, you tax away the wealth of these people. Obviously, the opposition doesn't want to reveal all its cards. So if it does have a plan, this has not been made public because you don't want to let people know in advance so that they can basically hide their money somewhere else.
Iz povedanega lahko zaključimo, da do odmrznitve evropskih sredstev ne bo prišlo, dokler bo na Madžarskem na oblasti Viktor Orbán. Se pa poraja vprašanje, če bi bila v primeru zmage na volitvah to zmožna storiti opozicija ali bi pred preizkušnjo zmrznila. Oddajo je pripravil Fin v okviru projekta Govoriš kohezijsko lokalno. Oddaja je nastala v okviru projekta Govoriš kohezijsko lokalno, ki ga podpira Evropska komisija. Mnenja podana v oddaji ne odražajo mnenj Evropske komisije, ki pa tudi ne odgovarja za uporabo informacij navedenih v oddaji. Offside.